Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
God bless these people. Lord, over this next month, out of Easter, speak to us. Transform us. Lord, let our everyday life, let our relationships, let the work of the cross transform every area of our life in Jesus' name. They all said, amen. Now, before you sit down, turn to someone and give them the title of the message series. Tell them, we've got some unfinished business. We've got some unfinished business. So everybody, that's the title of our message series. As you're grabbing your seat, unfinished business. And we want you to catch this. Easter was the end of Christ's work on the cross. He said it is finished. But it is not the end of the work of the cross in our lives. It is not the end. And that's why for some of you getting baptized today, for some of you, we are launching our foundations class this week. For some of you, you're gonna come and get the foundations of the faith. Talk to our team at the Next Step Bar and all our locations. Sign up for foundations. You're gonna get the foundations of faith are gonna start to really work its way out into your everyday life. For some of us, the gospel means we're on mission. We have what we call go goals. And these goals are that we would have acts of kindness, generosity to people in our world, that we would pray for people. You know, sometimes someone says to you, hey, could you pray for me? Do you know it'd be awesome? Don't say, I'll pray for you later. Pray for them right then. What would happen if our whole church was just praying for people on the street, in our workplaces, everywhere we go, in the grocery store, just praying for people. And obviously praying for people to come to Christ, praying for our friends. And then we want to invite, we want to include, we want to bring people to Connect Group. We want to bring people to services. We want to include people into the environments where we are worshiping, encountering God. And again, if you're a guest today, we are so glad, we are so happy that you're here today, because we have some unfinished business. And so we go into the book of Galatians. Over the course of this message series, we're going to talk about the business of identity, the business of love, and the business of peace, and how that, what we have through the cross, through the work of Easter, the resurrection, how that changes our relationships, how our identity in Christ, the love of Christ, and the peace of Christ changes our relationships. That's all we're going to be talking about over the next 4 weeks. And okay, go to Galatians 2:20. We're reading Galatians 2, verse 20. Here it is. It says this, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Now, pause. Look at this. I have been. Oh, that's the rubber. I have been crucified with Christ. This in Greek is perfect tense, meaning it's something that's happened that is happening. it's a completed act that has ongoing implications. And so Paul is writing to the Galatian church, to the Judaizers in the church, the Jewish people in the church, who were influencing new Gentile believers, trying to take them back into the Torah, back into circumcision, back into traditions in order to be justified and to be a part of the family of God. But here's the thing. Paul is reminding them, You have been crucified with Christ. You no longer live, but Christ now lives in you. The life, he says, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith in the Son of God. Our faith is not in faith. Our faith is in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He says, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ, look at this, died for nothing. What he is trying to make sure is clear is we are justified by faith in Christ. Now, this is really important. You ready? A bit of theology. You ready? You ready? You ready? We are justified, which means we are made right with God by the work of Christ. We're justified. This means it's not just like you've heard the saying before, just as if I'd never sinned. Well, that's not quite the full meaning of justification. Justification means I was rejected. I was not part of the family of God, but now through Christ, I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Come on, that's amazing. I am a child of the living God through what Jesus has done. Now, I'm justified. Guess what? One day I'm going to be glorified. One day I'm going to be glorified. I'm going to live with Jesus forever. And in the middle, guess what? We're being sanctified. We are becoming more like Jesus every day by the power of the Holy Spirit from glory to glory. And what Paul is trying to say, hey, your identity is in Christ. You are justified. You are made right with God. So don't go back trying to do old things. Don't go back trying to prove, justify yourself. Remember, it's what Jesus did that determines who you are in Christ. The other day, Oakland, he was talking to his mum, and Jessen, my wife, Jess said to Oaks, our son, four-year-old, she said, hey, Oaks, do you know that you're the best? You're the best. Do you know what he said to her? He turned and he said, yeah, mum, I know. Uncle Dan told me. I love it. However, that's not what we're talking about here. Some of us, we get our identity way too much from other people. We get our identity from our money. Someone else is telling you your identity. We get our identity from Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, which means we are justified. We are now children of God. And if we try and live by the law, we try and prove ourselves through good works. Remember, we're not saved by good works. We're saved for good works. The only thing that saves us is Jesus. If we try and live through our own effort and trying to just be better, you know what that is? That is to dishonor. It's a dishonor. Come on, everybody. It's to dishonor what Jesus did. We are not here to dishonor the cross. We're here to honor the cross. And the way you honor the cross is you do not live a life of self-justification, but you live a life of surrender. We say, Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for renewing me. Lord, I need you. We live a life of surrender. Amen. How you doing, everybody? So, okay, here we go. We're bringing this to a close. Are you ready? And I want to land this really practically. We've got the scripture there. I want you to unpack this scripture this week. But here's what it means. Here's what Galatians 2:20, here's what the work of the cross means for you and I. Catch this. Number one, two things I want you to see. Number one, the cross ends the old self. The cross ends the old self. This is not self-improvement. This is an execution. So come with me, come with me. Here's the thing you need to understand about the gospel. It is not about self-improvement. When you give your life to Jesus, you turn to Christ, it is not now about tweaking your old nature. It's not about self-improvement. It's not about just refining your old self. It's actually about something far more transformative. Here's the thing. All of us, if you picture your old nature, your old self, your old life as this bag, when you follow Jesus, it is not about bringing your old nature along and hoping that Jesus is going to tweak it. And we all have old nature. Before Jesus, we are innately, we're full of jealousy. We're full of jealousy. It's just who we are. It's our old nature. We're full of lust. Hello? Full of lust. It's just our old nature. It's who we are. We're full of, what else is there? Greed. It's just who we are. It's our old nature. The gospel is not, okay, let's just try and, you know, suppress my greed. I'm just going to try and suppress that desire. I'm going to empty myself of greed. That's not what it is. I'm going to try and empty myself of lust. I'm just going to tweak my lust nature if I can suppress that. If I can be not so jealous, I'm just trying to suppress that. Guys, that's not the gospel. When you put your faith in Christ, it is an execution. It's death to my old nature. So it's not I'm going to follow Jesus and bring my old nature along. It's I am going to follow Jesus, which means death. It means goodbye. Goodbye yesterday. It literally means goodbye to my old self. And I'm stepping in to my new nature in Christ. And this is what baptism means. Baptism is the burial. It is death to the old. Come on, you are dead to sin. You're alive to Christ. Some of you are trying to tweak your nature. You're trying so hard to improve yourself. You're trying so hard to just get better. Oh, if I could just get better this week. If I could just do better this week. If I could not look at that. If I could stop with this temptation here. If I could just stop swearing a bit. If I could just stop gambling. If I could just stop whatever the things are. If I could just improve. You got the wrong message. You got the wrong gospel. We're not here trying to improve our old nature. We let it die. Come on, everybody. Let the old man die. Let that old nature die. And that's why baptism is so powerful. Because baptism is when you go down in the water. It is not a christening. It is not a sprinkling. It is a full immersion. Baptism means I am dying. So well done today, everybody. This is both a celebration of new life and a funeral. It's a funeral of your old self, your old addictions, your old mentality, your old poverty mindset, your old generational curses that you've had, your old things that you've been wrestling to try and improve. It's death to that. Done. And then I rise out of the water into my new life. I am now a new creature in Christ. I am resurrected. Burial, then resurrection. So everybody getting baptized today, when you come out of that water, we are going to go nuts. We are going to lose our minds. And we're going to see you and go, wow, you look new. I have literally seen people's countenance change. They had a dark countenance. They went down in the water. They came up. Their countenance changed. We've seen people get healed of disease. They go down in the water. They've come up healed of disease. People with all sorts of ailments and unforgiveness and blockages in their life. Come on, I preaching today or what? We are here to say death to the old and say yes to a new life in Christ. That's what the cross means. It's like, you know, the picture of a caterpillar. You know caterpillars? Do you like nature? A caterpillar goes into a cocoon and it is transformed into a new creature. It was a caterpillar. It goes into its cocoon. It turns to mush. It literally does. It turns to mush. And then out of that burial of the old, the new butterfly, beautiful butterfly that can fly, the butterfly that's no longer crawling in the mud, no longer trying to walk through all this rubbish. That's the picture that we have as we become new creatures in Christ. We fly. We become beautiful in who God has made us to be. So Easter does not merely announce forgiveness. It declares an ending to the old. But now I've got to work it out. You know what I said before? Sanctification. Now I've got to work it out. I've received it, but now I've got to work it out. How do you work it out? You work it out in your relationships. Your relationships will be the greatest context for you to work out your salvation. It'll be the greatest context for you to bring that transformed identity, transformed love and peace into the way you do relationships. To say that God is in my life, but to treat people poorly is to have a lack of the revelation of who God is. The gospel is vertical, horizontal. So vertically, I've received, the old is dead, the new has come, but now I've got to work it out horizontally. I've got to work it out relationally. So spouses, what we are believing over this message series is that where there's friction in your relationship, where there's selfishness, because we all have it, where there's pride, parents, where you're finding yourself parenting out of your old nature. Young people, you're trying to make friends. You're trying to build friends. You're trying to, maybe you're dating. Young adults, maybe you're dating. And you're just finding every time you go into a relationship, these old patterns. We are believing during this message series that those old patterns are going to go into a new level of being transformed as you relate, as you love people, how you have been loved. We are believing that this is going to transform you, that you're going to date in a healthy way. You're going to have marriage in a healthy way. You're going to have a single life in a healthy, healthy way because the gospel transforms us. And here's, as I close, you ready? When we walk dead to our sin, we now walk in new life. Where does that new life? We have the Holy Spirit who produces the fruit of the Spirit in our life. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is held together by love and self-control. Those two things. Everything else comes for the ride within those two pillars, those two pieces of the fruit of the Spirit. Love means I'm not independent. Self-control means I'm not codependent. And listen, I am really believing that you are either this message series, you're going to find yourself getting set free from an independent life where you're doing everything on your own, where you have in you, I don't need anybody. I'm just going to work it out by myself. And here's what's crazy. You can be in relationships, but be operating with an independent mentality. That's not the gospel. I'm believing some of you are going to get set free from codependency. You don't know who you are. You're reliant on other people's affirmation to define you. You go into relationships with a codependency. You're needy. And you're not getting what you need from the right place. We are believing that you would have relationships that are defined by interdependency, where I am secure in who I am so that I can relate in a healthy, mutually beneficial way, where I help you and you help me, but I'm not taking from this relationship. I'm able to give freely into this relationship. That is what, when the cross is at work in your life, you're going to have healthy, interdependent relationships in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect with us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.